looking for peace in all the wrong places. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. One day I rushed home after work because I had a busy schedule that evening. After rushing around the house taking care of my tasks and a couple of requests from the family, I finally started to leave to get to my evening appointment. As I came to the front door, I realized that I didn't have my cell phone. I thought I had set it down somewhere in the house when I first got home, but I couldn't remember where I put it. To make matters worse, the phone was on silent mode. After a frantic search of every room in the house, I decided to leave the house without it. Then, to my surprise, when I sat down in the car, my phone was on the passenger seat next to me. It had been in the car all along. I had wasted time and a lot of emotional energy, panicking, looking in all the wrong places. When we are driven to our knees by the storms of life, we look for something to give us a quick fix of relief and peace. If the situation lasts for a long time, we can become addicted to quick fixes. Too often, these quick fixes for diversion and relief trap us into unintended and unwanted consequences: drinking, drugs, illicit relationships, unhealthy websites and addiction to social media, overspending, overeating, overworking, shifting our priorities and responsibilities. Our desperate search for diversion and relief traps us into looking for true peace in all the wrong places. In John chapter 14, Jesus is at the Last Supper with his disciples. He knew that in just a few hours, his disciples would be shaken to the core, seeing his beaten and lifeless body hanging on a cross. The death of his body, in their minds and emotions, would symbolize the death of his ministry and potential danger for them personally. In verse 27, Jesus tells them a truth that would be vital to sustaining them through the upcoming storms of ministry and life. It's the truth we need to hold on to when we are driven to our knees by life. Jesus tells them, and us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." The word peace is derived from a Greek word that in part means to join together, wholeness, and rest. It has the idea of our comprehensive well-being is secured by Christ's atonement and applied by the Holy Spirit to the glory of God the Father. And if you are a believer, this source of true peace is closer than you think. He is right inside you, forever. The world defines peace in terms of circumstances. Jesus defines peace in terms of a relationship with him. The next time you are in the midst of a storm, no matter how long it lasts, don't do as I did with my phone. Run around in a state of panic, looking in all the wrong places. Take your mind and heart off silent mode so you can hear the voice of Jesus as you read, meditate, and pray on his word. Use the time to draw closer to him. And as a result of his presence and your intimacy with him, you'll experience wisdom, strength, endurance, contentment, and a peace that transcends all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Because you are joined together with him. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.